Wisconsin's minimum markup law forces retailers and wholesalers to increase the price of their gas by a combined 9%. Known as the Unfair Sales Act, it was passed in the 1930s to protect small retailers from getting priced out of the market by larger companies. Whenever it's put on the chopping block at the Capitol, independent retailers show up in droves to protect it. Tony Hooper runs a Spring Valley convenience store. He heard about this hearing Wednesday night and says he drove 5.5 hours through the snow to testify on it Thursday morning. Hooper says his profit margins are so thin that without this markup, bigger gas sellers like Walmart will push him out of business.
Please do not touch that Unfair Sales Act. In 1930, they put it in for a reason. Nothing has changed. It's only gotten worse. There's more money now to fight that thing, and Walmart has an unlimited amount to fight it.
Another legislative panel defeated an identical plan earlier this session. That's why West Dallas GOP Senator Tom Reynolds decided to bring the issue through his own committee.
The minimum markup does artificially inflate the price of gasoline that people pay. So why do we need that when a substantial number of states around the country do not have a minimum markup?
Reynolds has been a gadfly to his GOP colleagues in the past. Earlier this session, he spearheaded the repeal of Wisconsin's gas tax index. That move lacked support until Reynolds repeatedly thrust it into the spotlight. But he may have jumped the gun on this issue. Reynolds introduced it so quickly that it wasn't even technically a bill yet when it got its hearing. On top of that, the combination of short notice and winter weather kept many lawmakers at home. Attendance was so sparse that Reynolds couldn't even give his plan a vote. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.